Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 27th, 2006. One child was killed and at least 14 residents were injured in an Israeli airstrike, and 20 residents were taken prisoner by the Israeli army during an invasion to areas east of Khan Yunis, while the army continues to attack West Bank cities and takes prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday at dawn, one child was killed and at least 14 residents were injured in an Israeli airstrike that targeted a Palestinian house in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Ali Musa, head of Abu Yusuf and Najjar Hospital in Rafah, reported that Azza Ahmed Hamad, 14, was killed in the Israeli airstrike. 14 residents were injured, 3 seriously. Musa added that the body of Hamad was severely mutilated after she was hit by missile fragments. The mother of the child was also injured in the strike, along with 13 other residents, who suffered moderate wounds. 3 residents suffering severe injuries were transferred to the Gaza European Hospital in Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The shelled house belongs to resident Sami El Sha'ar. The house was shelled 2 times, resulting in its complete destruction. The Israeli army claimed that troops attacked the house because it was apparently, quote, used as cover to dig a tunnel under the border with Egypt for weapons smuggling. Later on Wednesday morning, 20 residents were taken prisoner by the Israeli army during an invasion to El Fakhari area east of Khan Yunis and south of the Gaza Strip. More than 15 tanks and army vehicles, along with 3 military bulldozers, stormed the area and opened heavy fire on residents' homes before taking 20 civilians from Al I'mur and Al Jargoun families to unknown locations. Palestinian sources reported that soldiers conducted a wide-scale house-to-house search campaign in the area and trapped residents in their homes for more than 6 hours at the time of this report. Army bulldozers started this morning to uproot scores of olive, palm, and lemon trees and bulldoze farmlands that belonged to Palestinian farmers in El Fakhari. For the 4th consecutive day, Israeli troops continued their military invasion of the West Bank city of Nablus, which targeted Wednesday morning the Balata refugee camp in the city. 6 residents were taken prisoner. Invading Israeli troops fired sound bombs and live rounds after clashes with local stone-throwing youth. Injuries were reported. Dr. Ghassan Hamdan with the Palestinian Relief Committees in Nablus spoke to IMEMC about the invasion.
What happened today is that there was an invasion to the old city of Nablus and Balata refugee camp by the occupation army, which intentionally attacked and damaged local shops and houses. The army also took 3 prisoners from Balata refugee camp and 3 in the city of Nablus.
A group of Palestinian resistance fighters from Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, reported that they targeted Israeli jeeps with a roadside bomb in Balata refugee camp during the invasion. Israeli army sources confirmed the attack and said that the bomb exploded near a military jeep, but no injuries among soldiers were reported. Israel has released one of the Palestinian high-profile officials it holds in detention. Manar Jibrin is here with more details.
An Israeli military court today ordered the release of Palestinian Deputy Prime Minister Nasser al-Din al-Sha'ar after more than a month of detention in an Israeli jail. Israeli soldiers took al-Sha'ar from his home in the West Bank city of Ramallah earlier last month. He will be denied access to his office in Ramallah until October 15. On Monday, an Israeli military court extended the imprisonment of 20 high-ranking Palestinian officials because of their membership in Hamas, which Israel considers to be a terrorist group. Those officials were ordered to be released on a bail of more than $5,000 for each 2 weeks earlier. The Israeli army has captured 5 cabinet ministers and more than 30 Palestinian legislators during several West Bank invasions since June.
Meanwhile, a massive Israeli force invaded the town of Kabatiya, south of the West Bank city of Jenin, took prisoner 8 residents and injured another 2 Wednesday morning. Army vehicles and troops stormed the town from several directions and conducted a wide-scale house-to-house search campaign to residents' homes in the town. Clashes erupted between stone-throwing youth and the invading troops. Soldiers showered the youth with tear gas and rubber bullets, injuring at least 2, who were taken to a nearby hospital in Jenin City for treatment, local sources reported. The Israeli army took prisoner 7 residents of the city of Hebron and the nearby Ithna village. Meanwhile, in the old city of Hebron, the army intensified its presence and closed the Abraham Mosque, also known as Tomb of the Patriarchs, to accommodate illegal Jewish settlers celebrating Jewish holidays. Muslim residents were not allowed to pray in the mosque. Munir Abd al-Fattah, 16, and his brother Samir, 11, were injured Wednesday morning when the Israeli army invaded Al-Far'a refugee camp south of the West Bank city of Tubas. The two were injured when troops invaded the town and opened fire at the residents. Both were moved to a nearby hospital in Tubas. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.